Real Adventure. Get even better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Should I spray my vocal folds? Okay, I'm here. I'm on the air. This is Rick Savage. What? What are you talking about? Oh, come on. That was a slip of the lip. No, it wasn't. It was intentional. I have a story to tell you. And I know that this audience will revel in this story tonight. Because I have plenty of time. Open forum tonight. I planned it that way deliberately. I have a lot of catching up to do. But let me tell you first off, I am not Rick Savage. I am Rick Adams. You say, well, what brought that on? Well, I walked into this eatery tonight, and it's a Greek place, you know, it's a Greek restaurant. Pizzas and salads and so forth. No, sorry, Manny, nothing for you tonight. But anyway, I said I'm going to have a garden salad tonight. Well, anyway, guy over there who we've seen a few times. He's a pretty decent fellow. He's a Greek-American. And, hey, Savage, you Savage. I said, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, Savage? What Savage? I'm no Savage. I'm a human being. No, he said, this guy on the radio, Michael Savage. You sound like him. I said, hold it. Just because you and I have had some pretty heavy conversations, and I told you I'm on the radio, and I'm on local television, you think that I am that type of individual? You have to be kidding. Why? What's wrong with him? He talks like you. He sounds like... He does? I says, wait a minute. Hold your horses. I've got to tell this to the radio audience tonight. First of all, are you aware of who and what Savage really is? And he says, well, I listened. I said, that's not the question. He said, look, he's a smart man. And I said, yeah, so's the devil. I said, do you know how smart the devil can be? Yeah, but what does that have to do with it? Listen to me. I'm telling you, Satan is smart. He's clever, he's crafty, he's cunning. And so are his children, his human vessels on this earth, whose purpose is to do battle and attempt to gain victory over Jesus. But I said, he's going to sound like Jesus. He's going to emulate Jesus. And Satan is smart enough to be able to try to pull it off with all of the chicanery, all of the mastery, all of the linguistics, all of the propaganda that he can marshal. And you fell for it. You fell for it right into that trap because you don't hear. You don't listen. And, my friend, you don't see. Well, that started the conversation. And let me tell you something. I asked a few basic questions to which he pled ignorance. Let me start off. I said, did you know that Mr. Savage wants me in jail, in a camp, in an internment camp? You personally? I said, sure. He wants you in that same camp, you idiot. What do you mean? Excuse me, he has said on his program exactly that very thought. And I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you, my audience, what I told him. When we come back with Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm back here, and I'm continuing my story. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. Our number is, as usual, 800-313-9443. I'm trying to relate how easy it is, how simple it is, how quick it is to deceive people into thinking something that isn't true. And this fellow, this Greek-American fellow, is pretty conservative, pretty decent, down to earth. You know, if you tell him about the things I tell you about and you tell me about, he'd agree with probably 90% of what we say. And yet he doesn't know that Michael Savage is an enemy of the Republic, an enemy of freedom, an enemy of true Israel, of Jesus Christ. And why? So I asked him that question, and I said, did you know that he would put me in a slave camp and you in a concentration camp and all those who are thinking Americans who protest against America's policies, America's foreign policies? Well, he didn't know that. I said, well, he's on record. He said it repeatedly. Now, in the last few months, of course, he's been doing a little rhetorical flip-flop because he knows the time has come to change the Trotskyite tactic. And now, of course, he's a patriot. Now, of course, it's just the left, not the kooky right, so-called, that we should watch. But you see, what he's always done, I explained to this man, is to put everyone into one camp, the enemy camp, And that's the, quote, left-wing crazies. And anyone who opposes George Bush, who is a socialist and a globalist, is a leftist. That's what he said. Well, of course, we know that George Bush is opposed by true rightists, true anti-collectivists, true anti-Zionists, true pro-Americans. But what does a dumb audience know? Well, a dumb audience that listens to that kind of, you know, LCD programming, low common denominator programming, is not going to know any better. And that's the con game. And I said, you walked right into that trap. And here you are associating me and my ideas with that type of rhetorical Vaseline. And you don't know you've been had. Well, I can't come down too hard on you, my friend, because you're one of several millions of people who don't know any better either. And that is what makes Satan and his appearance as a savior of the world so easy to swallow. Oh, isn't that just like the devil, huh? Just like the scriptures has said that Satan appears as an angel of light, not as a demon of darkness. Now, what do I need to do to impress that upon you? He's not going to come saying, hey, I'm Satan. I got a pitchfork in my hand. I've got horns on my head, and I want to destroy your nation. I want to bring you into my kingdom, the New World Order, and rule from Jerusalem. No, he's not going to tell you that. Well, he's going to start off by saying, hi, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help. Hi, I'm Mike Savage, and I'm for America, so long as America is owned by Israel. And all of America's wealth, all of America's treasure, all of America's booty can be garnered and wasted and sapped by the parasite nation until there is no America, until there is no freedom. And you will be in that camp, and I'll be laughing at you saying, you were led to the slaughter, you lambs, and I'm the lion, and now you have to fess up. Sorry. I hope you enjoyed the ride. Well, that is why I took offense. Because I don't want anyone on the local scene, people who don't listen to this program normally, to ever draw the line and connect the dots and suggest that anyone who really and truly is opposed to this government's policies of the United States, all of them that are unconstitutional, could be paralleled or emulated or relegated into the same category as someone like this Michael Weiner or Savage, whatever his name is. Anyway, that's the whole point, is that people are deceived every day. And they're deceived because Satan sets up his paradigm. He sets up his little formula. You see, his dialectic for deceiving the world. And when all of a sudden the disenfranchised, blue-collar, hard-working, middle-class American sits down and says, I'm tired of these Zionist, leftist, Marxist, communist pigs and their minions and the Hillary Clintons and all of the rest of them and the Obamas and all of that. Let me turn on something that seems to make sense here. And they give you the kosher conservative, neocon, Trotskyite, new right, Marxist, Zionist alternative. And I said, the coin is what you want to look at. Oh, but he gives both sides. I said, yeah, he gives both sides of the same coin. Remember, if the coin is counterfeit, both sides have to be counterfeit as well. You get my point? So I persisted and just tried to explain that you will be in a camp and I will be in a camp if people like Savage have their way. Because it's not left-wing ideology that opposes this socialistic, leftist, Marxist, globalist, Zionist-led government of George Bush. It's true patriots, true Americans, people who were heroes in our nation's past. The Patrick Henrys, yes, indeed. But even more than that, the Lindberghs and many others, the Father Coughlins, men who understood who was in control of our government, domestic and foreign policy, men who understood who the enemy was. That's right, and didn't mince any words, and paid a very heavy price, a very heavy price, for maintaining that purity of thought. Now, I'm getting a little too deep, aren't I, for the average listener to savage or the average person that would follow that type of nonsense. And people like my friend here, who doesn't know up from Adam, just knows there's something wrong, relies on people like Savage to put their finger on the problem, not realizing that finger is going way down their throat, and it's tickling their fancy. And he's, it's so blatant, it's so obvious, he's using them and abusing them, and they're not even aware of it. Because that's what a master, you know, deceiver, disinformationist does. He deceives by flattery. He deceives by aligning himself with the basic gut-level instincts of those in the middle class who are being disenfranchised, who are being rubbed out. But he didn't know that those are the same people who created that malaise in the first place. All he knows is it sounds good on the surface. My friend, you've got to understand what makes a true American, what makes a true patriot, what makes a true, quote, right winger, as opposed to a demagogue, or someone whom the New American described as a shock host some time ago. You've got to understand the difference. And that's why I told him I am very, very unpopular in the world matrix of things. And in fact, I have no popularity outside of our numbers of people, our few numbers of believers in the truth. And that's the way I want it. That's not the way I don't want it. Jesus himself had 12 apostles. Jesus himself was very, very limited in his appeal. Most didn't follow Jesus. Most came to him for something for nothing, a loaf of bread or a healing, but didn't follow the truth. They followed the world, didn't they? And that's why you know a true host from a false host of radio. Well, who do you like? I said, I don't like any of them. Not the mainstream, so-called big, powerful elite. Because none of them would be there today if they weren't singing the tune of this New World Order. So little by little, here I am trying to wake up a fellow who really and truly is not refined in the art of thinking. And I'm not trying to condescend to him or put him down. I'm just simply trying to elucidate people and make them understand that this beast we fight, this system we fight, has a lot of different colors like a chameleon. And he has a lot of different faces and facades. But most of all, he comes with a smile, and he comes appearing as Christ. Satan will come as Jesus. Remember that. Not as Satan when he assumes his seat in Jerusalem. How do you like that, huh? All right. Break time. And when we come back, we'll take calls, but I also want to just to extend upon what I'm saying here, this interesting column by Yuri Avnery. Bush meets Olmert in Counterpunch publication. And what is it subtitled? By goodness, by the goodness of God. It is called The Hands of Esau. What an irony, ladies and gentlemen. I'll read you a portion, and you'll get a kick out of it. 800-313-9443 with Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Well, if you've been wanting solar power at your home for a long time, well, finally there is an affordable solar. That's right. Take back your power, produce your own energy, and keep the savings. No rate increase, no equipment to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries. Just visit jointhesolution.com, www.jointhesolution.com/solar-man. How's that? Or call 866-276-3975. That's the number. Well, I'll read that bit of that column on Esau, The Hands of Esau, by Avi in just a little while, but I don't want to get backed up with the phone calls. Our number is 800-313-9443. Let me start off with Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Rick.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine.
And what is your point
Fantastic show tonight. I thought I was calling it the Savage.
You thought you were calling into the Savage?
Yeah, that's what I told the screener that I'd It'd be a pleasure to talk to Mr. Savage.
Well, you'll never get that choice. You might get it once, and that'll be it.
Well,
you're too intelligent for that show.
Mr. Wiener?
Yes.
I listen to Mr. Wiener talk, and everybody's an idiot. Bush is an idiot, and I agree with that, and so on and so.
Well, he's an idiot because he's not bombing all the Iranians. That's why he's an idiot.
Right. All Goyim are idiots. But when he gets down on, let's go kill the the Islamophobic, are people too stupid to realize the threat to our very existences? You know, what's wrong with these people? They just don't get it. That we need to go kill everybody that is not.
Can you imagine, huh? Doesn't take a very big mind to be stupid, obviously, and to be violent and to go out and start wars. You know, it doesn't take a genius to figure out a way to start a war. And they're good at that. They're very good at that. And the only problem is, of course, that everyone in the world must pay for the consequences of war. And we saw what Roosevelt did in World War II with Pearl Harbor. And yet today, the media, the controlled media, have idolized him as a hero. So you see how easy it is for people to be led astray, Doug?
Do you think that anything, it might have to do with the fact that the media, the people that invented the money changers, the people that figured out how to make money out of air, bought up all the media, and then they decided we need a democracy, a mobocracy, and the bigger crowd you can get, the better. And since we have the bullhorn, and the dumber the crowd, the better, so let's have open borders, and the bigger the mob, the more power we have. Since we have the bullhorn, we've got that. We bought that with our funny money scheme, and that's kind of the way I see it. I realize that sounds anti-Semitic and whatever.
Well, what are you saying that's not true, though? What are you saying that's not true or accurate?
Well, how could I be speaking the truth if I'm not a supporter of the Antichrist, Jewish supremacist, apartheid state of Israel? How could I possibly be speaking the truth?
Uh-huh. Well, that goes to prove how people are easily brainwashed then, right? In the Pavlovian fashion, I guess, as well. Wouldn't that be accurate?
I would say that, but do I have any credibility since I've been called all these horrible names?
Well, who's calling you these names now?
The Antichrist, Jewish supremacists, whatever.
I know that John Hagee wouldn't like to hear what you've just said, and Pat Robertson wouldn't, and Jonathan Falwell wouldn't, and any of these other leading luminaries of new evangelicalism.
You know.
Hmm.
So I guess I'm just out of luck since I'm in the minority.
But I have a feeling, Doug, that you are not going to have any difficulty sleeping over it, are you?
I never have difficulty sleeping.
And I don't think you're going to be shedding any crocodile tears to know that you have fallen into disfavor with the anointed sons of Satan, are you?
Probably not. I ponder and I agonize and do whatever, you know, people are supposed to do. But
you are supposed to repent.
Yeah.
You are supposed to repent by the altar of Mr. Hagee, and you're not too far from his church, so you still have time to redeem your soul for Satan. I mean for the Lord, yes.
90 miles away from salvation.
There you go. That's it.
But I'd rather
And you'd
drive,
better bring Ron Paul with you.
I'd rather drive the other 120 miles to Ron's house and actually, you know, they treat him so fairly, and they just leave him out of every conversation, everything. It's like, do not mention this word or you're out of here.
Yeah.
And the people
it is interesting that Ron Paul's name has become an obscenity now.
We don't have anybody in either party that understands the money situation. We don't.
And he's been right on the money all this time, Doug.
He went down the Orwellian memory hole.
All right. Hey, Doug, I got to run, though. Thanks for your wonderful call again. Keep up the great work and keep the torch bearing. We'll be back in 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, with Steve next. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Haven't you got any respect for this town? I just lost it.
And indeed, we're back now. Rick Adams is with you tonight, and we are going to continue to bring you some other important information in that column I referred to. Also, Mr. Chertoff is telling you, you who are opposed to this real ID concept, that you'd better grow up, he says. Grow up. He said, because if you don't, we are going to have another attack. And when it happens, you're going to be saying, why didn't I take that microchip? Why didn't I take that ID chip? Why didn't I get vaccinated by the government? Why didn't I just fall into line? Like all the little Trotskyites keep telling us, fall into line and leave the border unsealed. You Americans leave the country, you come back, you had better be able to prove who you are. All others need not worry. You can just walk right over the border. Now, that makes a lot of sense, and we'll talk about that, too. But first, Steve in California is next. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Rick. How you doing?
Good.
Two things concerning small things that show you what something is all about, and then the Trotskyites.
Yes.
Galatians 5. A little leaven corrupteth the whole lump.
Mm-hmm.
I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will not be of another mind. But he that troubleth you shall bear the judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I not suffer yet persecution? Then is the scandal of the cross made void. In other words, he's rejected his salvation.
Mm-hmm.
I would that they were even cut off who trouble you. few brethren have been called unto liberty, only make not liberty an occasion to the flesh, like Hagee and the rest, but by charity of the Spirit serve one another. Michael Savage says things like, we're all animals, we all evolved, etc., denies God, creation, everything, and yet pretends to be the friend of Christians.
That's right.
Who in his right mind would trip across that and not back up and say, wait a minute, that's a little bit of leaven that corrupteth the whole lump. Why should I believe anything else this guy has to say?
Only the thoughtful and those that have intelligence would see that. But
conscience,
Moses, you see, led to the slaughter as sheep.
Yes, that's true. The Trotskyites, that's interesting that you use that term. That's discerning.
Oh, yes.
Gorbachev has brought in the Fourth International, and he's working behind the scenes now, and Putin is the one that everybody sees in Russia, but
yeah.
Gorbachev is still part of it.
Of course.
And yep. He's brought in the Trotskyite Fourth International, which was considered by communists to be heretical for a long time, which is why Stalin had Trotsky murdered in the 40s mm-hmm. in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, suddenly it's been brought back and made okay. And the reason is that you have people being socialists, sort of, kind of communists, but, you know, they're not really bad guys, and the wall came down, and, you know, Reagan and Gorby were mm-hmm. friends, yeah, like hell.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And all the rest of that, right? And so it's being used as a mask. Gorbachev, before he left the Soviet Union in the 80s to start this nonsense, made a speech before the Duma and the communists there in particular, and he said, whatever I say, whatever I do, just don't believe it. I'm going to say whatever they want to hear,
mm-hmm.
but I remain a communist.
That's right.
He was a Komsomol member. He was a, you know, it's like the communist Boy Scouts where they reject Christ and blaspheme Christ and they're atheists and all the rest of that. He has been that and will remain that until the day he dies and goes to judgment and goes to hell. There is no such thing as a nice communist. There's no such thing as a nice Zionist. There's no such thing as a nice Michael Savage. There's no such thing as a nice any of this. Unless, of course, you take the word nice back into the Latin it came from, which is the word necieri, parsed mm-hmm. as necius. It means stupid. And that's what nice 150 years ago meant in the English language.
Mm-hmm.
So the next time somebody puts one of those balloon-faced, empty-faced things in your face and says, have a nice day, wonder to yourself, is this Michael Savage? Is this really a friend? Or is this someone trying to use me and telling me I got to be stupid enough to listen to it?
And buy the book. Support the sponsors. And that's what it's all about, money, wealth, and power. And here I am, here with no money, no wealth, no power, because I'm telling the truth. Jesus was the same. Hey, which road do you want to drive on, my friend?
I'm going to follow Jesus who said, pick up your cross and
follow
me.
There you go. I could be most popular today in all of the mainstream media. I could be out there making millions. I could be doing all of these things that they're doing. I'd have to lie. I'd have to sell my soul. I'd have to assume a position of total double-mindedness. But so what? I mean, what's your soul, right? I mean, does it really matter? Yes, it does. And I don't want to be in that position of having to lose my soul for eternity simply so that I could have profited in this world.
Precisely, as Christ said, what profits it a man mm-hmm. if he gain the whole world but lose his own soul?
That's right. And fear not him who can destroy the body, but him who can destroy both body and soul. And that
in hell,
is God himself.
In Gehenna, in hell.
That's right.
At the lake of fire when Christ returns and resurrects all men.
That's right.
And there's going to be a whole lot of so-called Christian Zionist evangelists.
Oh, yes.
Who are going to be standing on the left hand of God, of mm-hmm. Christ, and are going to be wailing and gnashing their teeth and saying, but didn't we, Lord, and then it's in Matthew 7th chapter, around 15, 16.
Prophesied verses, in thy name, yes.
Yeah, done many things in your name. He's going to say, I never knew you.
Mm-hmm.
And the little people who go along humbly following Christ, even right. though we may not be famous in the eyes of the world,
thank
like
goodness.
Hagee and Robertson mm-hmm. and the rest of them, and Billy Graham, too.
Yep.
They're going to be the ones that Christ is going to say, it has pleased my Father in heaven that you little sheep should have this kingdom.
Yes.
And he's going to be the one that's going to say to them,
that's right,
come into the kingdom, blessed are my Father.
Amen. Amen, Steve. You got the nail right on the head, brother.
Jesus did it. I just quote him.
Amen.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you. I'm glad you called.
God bless.
I appreciate that. Amen is right. Well, you know, if you want to create people who will follow you, you take advantage of the dialectic that's been created. You create a problem, and then you generate opposition to that problem. Well, that's what the savages do. And then they line up all the little gullible goyim, follow me, the Pied Piper, down the road, and you're going to win. You're going to retake this country. Because if you don't, those Islamo-fascists are going to take over, and we know we have to kill them first, just like we did the Germans in World War I and II, and the English, and the Irish, and all of the other, Israel, fighting amongst itself. We profited, they killed each other. And we killed a few of our own in the meantime, so we could make it look good, and we could profit from it. And ladies and gentlemen, this article in Counterpunch, The Hands of Esau by Yuri Avnery, is an interesting column. If you know who Esau is and who has taken the name of Jacob, of Israel, and called himself Jacob in Israel, but is really Esau, this you will find interesting. Yuri says, which of the two men is the leader of the greatest power on earth, and which is the boss of a small client state? A visitor from another planet attending a press conference in Jerusalem would find it hard not to answer. Olmert is the president of the great power. Bush is his vassal. Amen. See, a little truth from a lie. You'll get it. Now listen to this. Olmert is taller. He talked endlessly while Bush listened patiently. While Olmert anointed Bush with flattery that would have made a Byzantine emperor blush, it was quite clear that it is Olmert who decides policy, while Bush humbly accepts the Israeli diktat. And Bush's flattery of Olmert exceeded even Olmert's flattery of Bush. Both, we learned, are courageous. Both are determined. Both have a vision. The word vision, once reserved for prophets, starred in every second sentence. Bush could not know that in Israel, vision has long become a jocular appellation for highfalutin speeches, usually in combination with the word Zionism. And he says, the president and the prime minister have something else in common. Not a word of what they said at the press conference had any connection with the truth. Oh, I'll say amen to that. Yuri, you're not wrong. And then he says, one of the most moving dramas in the Bible tells about our old blind forefather, Isaac. Our. Notice he says our now. The Kenites say they are children of Abraham and they are children of Jacob. He says Isaac, who wanted to bless his eldest son, Esau, a reddish and hairy hunter. But the second son, the homebody, or rather the tent body, Jacob, exploited the absence of his brother and went to his father in order to steal the blessing. He wore Esau's clothes and covered his arms with hairy goat skins. The ruse nearly failed. When the father felt the arms of Jacob and his suspicion was aroused, that's when he uttered the famous words, the voice of Jacob's voice, but the hands of Esau. Genesis 27. Yet Jacob the impostor did receive the blessing and became the father of the nation which was named after him. He was also called Israel. It seems that Ehud Barak is a true successor. Aha! Anyone who listens to him, not just at the press conference, but also on every other occasion, hears words of peace and reason. The Palestinians must have a state of their own. The vision must be realized while Bush is president, because Israel has never had and never will have a truer friend. The settlement outpost must be removed as promised by us again and again. The settlements must be frozen, etc. That's the voice of Jacob, but the hands, well, they are the hands of Esau. Amen. The hands of Esau are working feverishly all over the occupied territories. The settlements are being enlarged. The existing outposts remain untouched. New ones spring from time to time. Around them a well-choreographed dance has evolved, a kind of formal ballet executed by the settlers and the army. The settlers have set up a new outpost The army has removed it. The settlers return and set it up again. The army dismantles, and so forth. In the meantime, the outpost gets bigger and bigger. The government connects it to the electricity and water systems and builds a road. And the army, of course, protects it day and night. We cannot leave good Jews at the mercy of the evil Palestinian terrorists, can we? Bush knows all this and still continues to blabber that the illegal outpost must be removed. And so it continues. The voice of Jacob's voice and the hands of the hands of Esau. And he goes on and on and on. And I thought that was wonderful. Wasn't that column wonderful in Counterpunch? That here, a Jewish man like Uri Avnery, who is considered to be a, quote, peacenik in Israeli terms, is actually telling you more truth than all the media bosses will give us here in the state of these United States. Isn't that fascinating? I think it is. All right. Well, I just had to mention that, ladies and gentlemen, as well. I'm in a rare form tonight. I am in a rare mood. But not to be outdone, of course, Mr. Chertoff has made his claim once again of extortion and blackmail vis-a-vis the ID chips, the ID cards, the real ID. And this man of sin, so to speak, if I may use that term, once again, has threatened us, told us to grow up and accept the big brother state, the nanny state, to accept government at its finest, government telling us how to live, how to survive from the threat of terrorism, the terrorism that they have brought us, the same terrorism that they have created, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, absolute rubbish and balderdash. There is no doubt about it. That is the name of the game. And treason is their game, ladies and gentlemen. No, we will not and cannot afford to accept a real ID card. We cannot accept it in the name of making our nation safe from terrorists. Because, you see, it isn't just safety that we're talking about, but we're talking about the dismantling of our Constitution, of our way of life, of our freedom, all in the name of fighting a foreign enemy when the enemy is within. The enemy is right here at our shores. The enemy of America is right in the Capitol itself, in the seat of government. And it has been for nearly a century, if not longer. So what will we do? Well, getting back to the scriptures once again, we are reaping what we have sown. And the Lord says, be aware that God himself is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that also shall that man reap unto himself. If you sow the wind, you will reap the whirlwind, the scripture tells us. And we are now a nation totally under siege, to the point where, in my little hamlet, where I live, in my state, illegal aliens virtually taken over and shut things down. 1 out of 10 or 12 now are illegal, and that is putting an enormous burden on us economically and socially, to say nothing of criminal activity. And Mr. Chertoff talks about you as an American having to be identified, having to be chipped inevitably, and retina scanned, and all of the rest of it, all in the name of protecting us from another sure-to-happen terrorist incident if we don't just fold up the tent and let the government take control of us. Oh, no, this same government that brought about the treachery of all of the interventionist wars, of all of the treachery that in the name of democracy was perpetrated by one lying government after another. No. Wake up, indeed. For those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, the message is quite clear, my friends. Be not deceived. But that great deception that Jesus spoke of in Matthew, and that end-time generation, the children, yes, indeed, of Esau and Cain, ruling in Jerusalem in those last days, the generation of the figs, the bad figs, is here. It's upon us. Make no mistake about it. They are in control of the world. They have been given that role by the Father, so that they can unleash their tyranny and despotism, culminating in the mark of the beast, which is the mark of Cain itself. Am I making myself clear? Be right back now with Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Support republicbroadcasting.org and Republic Trading. Get on board. I'm Rick Adams. We'll return.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years, the sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
As we return, before I take another call and we run out of time tonight, I want to draw your attention to the publication, which, of course, is the Barnes Review, you know, a great historical journal, the sister publication of the American Free Press, online, the Barnes Review, B-A-R-N-E-S, Review. Friedrich Tobin, of course, we met in Washington. He's quite a scholar, and he was one of those scholars that was at the conference on the history of World War II and so forth at Tehran, where he was invited to speak by Ahmadinejad. And his article in this month's edition, Treblinka, A Real History, Even as the Auschwitz Myth Turns to Ashes, Holocaustians Switch Gears and Now Say Treblinka, Sobibor, Belzec, and Majdanek were the real Holocaust extermination centers, quote-unquote. He brings out some fascinating stuff here. Read the article. As he said, as with the Auschwitz claim, the number at the so-called victims was in fact the invention of Soviet wartime propaganda, and that's just one more example of how the whole world has been deceived. Let's go back to the phones. Terry in Texas, our final call that we can take. Hello, Terry.
Hello, Rick. Yes. Can't you just feel the noose tightening? It's not. Even in just, I have just felt it even more so, the acceleration just in the last 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just the deception. It's the blatant deception with, just like it was like, I just pulled my pants down in public and exposed myself and then just continued on talking. I mean, I'm using that reference in the sense of, what's his face, Bloomberg, just announcing Cavalier, yeah, everybody should be DNA, you know, if they're arrested. And just continues on with the speech like it was a Sunday walk in the park.
Mm-hmm. And we've got another brother of his, another kindred spirit, Chertoff, pushing the ID chip, of course, the ID concept, the real ID. And of course, it's nonsensical, to say the least. And here's a guy who's tied into the whole 9/11 endeavor. We are deceived, you're right, and it is getting bigger. It's getting wider, but we ain't seen nothing yet, Terry.
I can't imagine getting any worse than this. I just read, just before I got on, I just made a real quick list, just stuff that popped my brain. Here in Austin, mandatory fingerprinting for all teachers now. If you don't, you lose your license. The DNA extraction, the fake money, the pink polka dot Al-Qaeda. You know, not the white Al-Qaeda. I think they've stepped it up to the pink polka dot. So you got to be watching. If you see anybody with pink polka dots, they're going to be Al-Qaeda. The sudden disappearance of Kenneth Lay, and then all of a sudden that he's been cremated. The, you know, the departure of the missing CIA torture tapes. And then to add insult to injury to all of this, when you broach this, you are accused of not dealing in reality. That's what I was accused of today.
Well, that's what Satan will always do. He's the accuser, isn't he? You're getting a taste of reality, my friend, Terry. And you're on the right track. Thank God for that, brother. That's how you know you're right.
Yep.
Okay, good night. We have to go. So good night. Thanks for calling the show. And it's a pleasure talking with all of you. Tomorrow night, back again. We may have a surprise guest, by the way. Right here on Uncensored, Radio Free America. Continue to support RBN, please, Republic Broadcasting Network, and spread the word for the future months to come. Rick Adams, good night. God bless you. With